Well, most insects are automatically deemed as pests, as many can have negative health and economic impacts. But not all bugs are bad. Take the honeybee, for example, who has a positive contribution to food production through honey and pollination of many crops. And Dr. Sunny Ramaswamy, National Institute of Food and Agriculture Administrator, says there are several other insects that also fit the bill of beneficial based on what they produce.
Like a silkworm. Silkworms, it's a moth, and the caterpillar stage of it, the worm, it creates this cocoon, the chrysalis, and that cocoon, inside of which is this pupa that's sitting in there that's going through this metamorphosis, this transformation from a worm into this beautiful moth with these wings on it. That cocoon is made of silk that's produced from salivary glands. Instead of producing saliva, like you and I know, this wet saliva to digest the food, this saliva produces this silk that's extruded.
And Ramaswamy adds that there are several other insects that produce common items used all around the world. For example,
there's another insect called the cochineal insect that produces these different kinds of dyes. In different parts of the world, different species of insects are used as beneficial insects, particularly when it comes to the production of dyes and various types of flavors and fragrances and things like that, too. Some amazing fragrances that insects produce. They all would be considered as beneficials.
Stay tuned to our next report as we will discuss a second classification of beneficial insects, those that are natural predators to pest insects. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.